Hello, my name is Mario Schönfeld from Fraunhofer IWKS. I'm very glad for the possibility to present our results on the recycling of rare earth permanent magnets. Neodym iron boron magnets show outstanding properties and have the highest energy densities of all magnetic materials. As you probably know, neodym iron boron magnets are of strategic importance for many key technologies like e-mobility, renewable energies or robotics. But the usage of these materials have not only advantages. For Europe, the supply of rare earth elements, especially the heavy rare earths like dysprosium or terbium, counts as very critical. When the demand of these functional materials will increase in the near future, we need ways to reduce the criticality. One possibility for this purpose is the usage of recycled magnets. Recycling technologies already exist and can be easily implemented into the primary production process. You can see this in the second part of my poster on the left side. With advanced microstructural engineering, it's possible to reduce the necessary content of very critical heavy rare earths. With the so-called grain-boundary diffusion process, these elements diffuse during a heat treatment from the surface of the magnets at the grain boundaries into the inner region of the magnet. Finally, we get a core shell structure in which these elements are only at the outer region of the grains. The microstructure and elemental distribution of such recycled magnets you can see in the midsection of my poster. With 3D atom probe, we measured a 50 nanometer thick dysprosium shell. For a further reduction of the critical elements, a homogeneous elemental distribution is important. Applying this method or other powder metallurgical processes on our recycled material give us also the chance to adjust the properties of recycled magnets for specific applications. We also produce recycled magnets with addition of dysprosium hydrides for magnets with increased coercivity. The demagnetization curves at the end shows that with both methods we can reach the same coercivity values, but in case of diffuse samples we only need half of the dysprosium content. In our project FunMag, we will further analyze and optimize the microstructure of recycled magnets. We also want to recycle magnets from different applications like electromotors or loudspeakers and want to show that these applications will also work with the same performance with usage of recycled magnets. Thank you for your attention.